You've probably known people who were really fanatic about something. Maybe about sports or art or music or science. When you see them, they are always making a big deal about their thing. Always practicing or studying it. Always talking about it. Always showing how passionate they are about it. And maybe you think, they're just too into that. That's just too much. Do you know people like that? Maybe I'm looking at some. Can you be too into something? The question I want you to think about this morning is, can you be too Christian? Can you be too into Jesus? That is, can you act too holy? Can you be too eager to do good works? Can you be too fanatical about living for Christ? In one way, yes. You may have heard the term Bible thumper before. According to one modern dictionary, a Bible thumper is someone who is an aggressively zealous advocate of Christian fundamentalism. Someone who bombards others with the Word of God, often without gentleness or love. The term comes from preachers thumping their hand down on the Bible, or thumping the Bible itself to make their points. These are people who draw attention to themselves by their Christianity, and enjoy that attention. Jesus talked about people like this, saying, "Be careful that you do not do your righteous works in front of people so that they will notice. Do not sound a trumpet for yourself, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be praised by people. The hypocrites love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by people." Can you be too Christian? If you make an eager show of your Christianity in a way that serves yourself and not your Savior, then yes. If you were to act Christian, hoping that others would see and notice your good works and praise you for them, you would be committing the same sin that Jesus warns against. But many of us probably fail in another way. We don't demonstrate enough zeal or excitement for the Lord. We hold back in our Christian living sometimes because we don't want to be made fun of for being too Christian. We don't want to be known as a Jesus girl or a Jesus guy. Are any of you like that? Have you ever been hesitant to show too much Christianity because of what others might think? Or this, when you've seen a fellow Christian who does demonstrate outward excitement, joy, and happiness in Jesus, and does so on a regular basis, have you ever thought, "Oh, they're just too Christian for me. They're just too into Jesus. I don't want to be like that." I've heard things like that said before by people who are criticizing others for their eagerness to lead Christian lives. But you can't really do too many good works, can you? You can't really be too Christian in that way. After all, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He died to redeem us from all sin, to pull us out of it and rescue us from it. And he did not do it halfway. His death paid the price for all of our lawlessness. He came to cleanse us from all sin. Not just some or even most of our sin, but all of it. So why would we want to live in any way except a way that seeks to keep away all evil for which Jesus died? Would there be any reason to keep any sin around when he has purified you completely? And so you see, you can't be too Christian. Even if you lived perfectly in every way, even if you demonstrated perfect love and commitment to God and to your neighbor all the time, it would not be too much. One of the signs that we are God's chosen people is this, that we are eager to do good works. And we are, aren't we? For this is the desire that the Holy Spirit creates in each of us. Sometimes it's difficult to drown our sinful flesh so that new desire to lead holy lives can shine through brightly. But what a joy it is, really, to live as one of God's special people. Because that is what he has made us. And what a joy it is to live a life of service to him. So you can't be too Christian. If someone were ever to accuse me of being too eager to do what is right, I think I would say thank you. Because of Titus chapter 2, verse 14, Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people who are his own chosen people, eager to do good works. Amen. Hymn 130, verses 5 and 6. Hymn 130, the last two verses.